And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, recently in an interview on MSNBC, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made some comments about Americans who share information online. Those comments, well, she suggested that those who spread what she deems as, quote, Russian propaganda could potentially face civil or even criminal charges. Here it comes, folks. You know, I'm not a legal expert, but America has the First Amendment, not the First Amendment with an asterisk. Former presidential candidate was promoting her book, Something Lost, Something Gained, and what was lost was perhaps her copy of the Constitution. Moving on now to, well, a move that is sure to freshen up their corporate image, Bath & Body Works, that is. They've announced their DEI initiatives are now at the heart of everything they do. When so many in corporate America are actually running away from DEI initiatives, Bath & Body Works are running toward them. Because who wants to buy soap without a lecture on intersectionality? The company even hired a chief DEI officer last year, and claiming that this focus will help them better respect all identities and remove barriers. I just did not realize there were barriers to buying overpriced candles and body wash, but what do I know? Am I the only one that sees the issue here? Surely not. I mean, it just seems common sense that instead of worrying about how many boxes you can check, if you would focus on making quality products at a reasonable price, you'll succeed. But I guess that's just oversimplistic. Moving on to the Democratic governor in the state of Kentucky, that's Andy Beshear, who has issued an executive order banning so-called conversion therapy for minors who identify as LGBTQ. The order prohibits any practice that seeks to change an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity. In entertainment news, the Emmys have made history by nominating a biological male for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a limited series. I'm pretty sure I know what an actor, well, I guess used to know what an actress was, but not anymore, apparently, not in the 2024 edition of Hollywood. And moving to the Department of Health and Human Services, who is investigating the Cleveland Clinic over allegations of racial discrimination. The inquiry stems from the clinic's Minority Stroke Program and Minority Men's Health Center. It's old-fashioned, I know, but wasn't the goal of medicine to treat all patients equally regardless of their race? And the Washington Institute of Law and Liberty, which filed the complaint, argues these programs discriminate against white individuals. And the clinic claims its mission is to care for all individuals regardless of their ethnicity. Yet they have specific programs targeting minority groups. It's like you're saying, we don't do that, but don't look over here, look over there. And you're probably more confused by the telling of that story than if I would have never told you at all. That's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.